Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is news from Tennessee today, and it's good news.
Yeah, it's great news, actually. No positive COVID-19 tests today. Also, the New England Patriots, they tested negative, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Dale Arnold.
The way Brady reacted and held up his fourth, I think he thought it was third down.
Did he not know it was fourth down?
Yeah, he knew.
Just asking.
We f***ed up.
Rich Keefe.
Guys walking around without the mask on like it's 2019. They have that footage.
Because you're a moron and you won't wear a mask.
Nothing gigantic was really done wrong.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Bill Belichick brings in his offensive coordinator next year, Adam Gase.
The guy is drunk.
And stoned.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Nick Fitzy Stevens is in the house with us. Well, fellas, do we think Jason LaConfora is a legitimate NFL news source?
No, I do not.
CBS Sports?
No, I do not.
You probably don't want to hear this.
He's an Orioles fan, so what does that count for?
He's also like Diana Rossini-level track record, I think.
Yeah, Diana Rossini. Remember,
just to give no idea.
Colin Kaepernick was going to be signing with the Rams.
Chargers. Waiting for that workout. It has never happened, but.
Well, I'll give it to you anyway.
Yeah, what is it?
Because Jason LaConfora has tweeted out, if Cam Newton is unable to play this week, whenever the Patriots end up playing, Jarrett Stidham would be in line to start. Huh. I'm hearing Newton has been taking part in team Zoom meetings. The presumption here is they are hopeful that he could be cleared to play Monday, but if he doesn't, it's Jarrett Stidham.
How lame. I'm hearing that. Oh, yeah, from Belichick's conference call the other day when they're like, hey, can Cam take part in those? And he said, yeah, why not? So, yeah, we all heard that.
Hey!
Is that your big scoop? That was LaConfora's big scoop? I mean, it better be Stidham, but I feel like it sounds like a guess to me. I feel like he doesn't know.
Well, can't all of us say, I mean, Jason LaConfora is as insider on this one as the rest of us.
Right.
Belichick would...
If Cam can go, it'll be Cam. If it's not Cam, it'll be Stidham.
Belichick would start his daughter-in-law before he started Hoyer if he had Stidham available.
And if it wasn't for the uncertainty of COVID, like for the entire season, we've seen the Patriots roll out two quarterbacks on their roster for more seasons than not. Like, they've obviously had the years where they had Garoppolo and Brissett backing up Brady. But we've seen the two guys for a while. I think what Hoyer did last week was cuttable. Like, just see you later. Like, you're no good to us. But there's too much uncertainty with, you know, what if Stidham gets it? Or what if, you know, Newton, this lingers a little bit longer. They'll probably end up keeping three quarterbacks on the roster, but he's useless. There's no reason to put him out there.
Can we chalk any of what Brian Hoyer did this past Monday up to it was a bad game?
No.
He had a bad game.
He had to wake up early. Maybe he didn't get his favorite egg sandwich.
If he threw three picks or something like that, you would say maybe it was a rough day or he's just a bad quarterback. But it's the combination of not being physically gifted and mentally weak. No mental acuity,
physical skills. Like, couldn't zip the ball into any tight windows. In fact, he threw a couple of rainbow connections with the other
which
team.
Which Mahomes loved.
Which Mahomes loved.
Awareness? Zero.
Zero.
Awareness? Zero. For a veteran quarterback, a 35-year-old quarterback.
What does Bill Belichick hate the most in this world?
Turnovers.
Correct. What does
Eric Mangini.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. The media.
We have a growing list.
Probably, for all we know, eggplant as well.
Sleeves.
Eggplant is garbage.
Eggplant.
Sleeve, exactly.
Yeah.
On top of all
Blimpies.
Of that. Glamping.
Who's the guy from ESPN? Hates him.
Oh,
too.
Tom Jackson.
Tom Jackson.
Oh, 100%
hates him.
Tom Jackson.
Seattle.
Seattle.
Hates Seattle.
Hates Seattle. Wait a minute. How much time?
You know what else?
Never mind. We have a whole segment here.
Guys, Jason Lockenfor is here. I'm hearing Bill Belichick hates unicycles.
I got something he hates for you.
But he also hates a lack of, like screwing up in the red zone.
Awareness.
Like it's just, awareness.
Yeah.
Like just
general
like
screwing, awareness.
Like, butchering points. Just blowing
ball control,
a given
ball
opportunity.
Ball control, number one, and just simple.
Brian Hoyer grabbed the momentum that the Patriots had, as well as any sort of, like, positive belief that they could pull off an upset.
And what did he do?
Grabbed
it
and just held it underneath him and just, like, just ripped gas on it.
He ripped gas on it.
He did.
Okay.
He absolutely
I was wondering
where
he was
farted on
that.
Hope.
He did. Okay. He did. He just bullied it. He did. He just knocked it over and took its lunch money. So, he spat on it.
I think with Hoyer, based on, you know, the games that he's played in his career, and then Stidham, I know it's very limited, you're probably going to get turnovers with either guy. Like, you just are. Stidham, it's a very small sample, but he'll throw it to the other team. Hoyer, we know, will also throw it to the other team or fumble to the other team. Like, they're both going to turn it over. But I feel like the kind of rookie mistake type thing, you'll take more with Stidham and hope that he flashes enough athleticism to make a couple of plays. Like, maybe, and I'm not a big Stidham fan, but maybe he can make a couple things happen. It was a nice touchdown pass to Harry. He's also more mobile than Hoyer, so you can run more of the Cam Newton offense with him. Like, I'm not just trying to be funny about it, but what is Brian Hoyer's strength?
Purpose.
Purpose, or what's his purpose?
Well, and supposedly, the whole idea was he's a great teammate.
Great.
He's never going to be a disruptive influence. You know, he's always going to be helpful in the quarterback room.
All right,
let me
change the question.
That's supposedly why he's here.
Yeah, so let's say that's all true. Let me repurpose the question. What does he do? What's his strength on the field?
Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
I don't know.
They got to the line of scrimmage. They got to the line of scrimmage together.
Most of the time.
Didn't take any delay of game penalties. No offsides. No,
first
they
offensive penalty,
actually.
Great question, Rich.
You're welcome, Peter.
Good job, Rich.
First,
he has now lost his last 11 NFL starts, right?
Yeah, he's 0 for 11.
Yeah, well, everyone different made teams, such a big deal everything. About Cam Newton is 2-and-forever since the last time he played quarterback. Like, remember Glenn was going off like, yes, but he's
Glenn's
lost
also
all of his
a Stidham
games.
Guy for some reason.
Yeah,
so that's another whole thing.
Obviously,
but nobody's a Hoyer guy. There are some Stidham guys.
Oh,
they're
man,
still,
you should see the parking
on.
Lot at Club Hoyer this week. Plenty of room, guys, if you want.
The New England Patriots love
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, there's Diana Rossini again.
Diana Rossini.
That was a Stidham guy.
She sounded
guy.
Weird at the end of that, though.
She did.
Yeah.
They love
Brian
2020 has been a long year.
Like
most
it's
of
like
us.
Like saying you were only allowed to say Brian Hoyer's name the same way puppet Matt Damon said his own name.
Okay.
Brian Hoyer.
Coming in at quarterback for the Patriots.
No,
is Brian
can't
Hoyer.
Can't see it. Can't
Stidham is starting the game
again.
Monday. All right. I'll say,
they are hopeful, by the way, to Jason Lockenfor's point. Newton's been participating in all the Zoom meetings. They are hopeful he's going to be cleared to play on Monday.
Yes.
But if he isn't,
oh boy.
and we think he might be, but Gilmore probably won't be. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yes.
I would be shocked by Gilmore.
Zero chance.
If he's not, you're not going back to Brian Hoyer again, at least according to Jason Lockenfor and us.
Two back-to-back Monday night football games for the world to see with not Cam Newton at quarterback. So bad.
Damn it.
Hey, this isn't us. Like, we're better than this. Don't worry about this.
I'll tell you what, though. I think last Monday night was kind of great for the Patriots, except for when Brian Hoyer vomited all over himself and the team's chances.
He had an accident.
I thought... everyone needed a mop and a bucket for that one. But I think it was great for the Patriots. I had friends texting me the same way that Michael Irvin said during that all too brief interview.
Good
like,
interview.
You have Cam. Great.
Good interview. Post the entire thing to Twitter later.
Yep. Yes. People were texting me or like talking the next day, like, you know, if they had Cam Newton, like that team looked really good. Like Belichick had that team ready to go. He did a great job. They looked good Monday night, save for.
I do think all season long, that is one thing that you've kind of gotten out of it. It's like they are still very well disciplined, very well coached. It's not a surprise that they're very well coached, but it's being proven out even with the 2-2 record. You're like, all right, look at these guys. Like, and then you watch last night's game where Bruce Arians' Tampa Bay Bucks get penalized 11 times for over 100 yards. Meanwhile, the Patriots kind of go through a lot of these games, especially on offense, with not a single penalty.
Let me give you one update as we get back to the calls with you guys. One update on the NFL's ongoing attempt to try to get people to play by the rules on the sidelines. NFL senior, this is from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. NFL senior vice president of officiating Perry Fuel informed clubs in a memo today that any individual who approaches an official without a face covering is subject to a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct, as well as possible fines, suspensions, and forfeiture of draft picks. Fuel's memo references multiple head coaches removing masks and says game officials have been reminded if an individual not wearing a face covering approaches them inappropriately, they have the authority to take administrative or officiating action, including penalties. I mean, John Gruden's going to get 4 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties again.
Bill would have gotten one last week.
Yeah.
He for sure would have. Even with the 2 masks, they were down yelling at a ref at early in the game. See, I think they're focusing on the wrong stuff. Like, okay, maybe you could tack that on at the end. I still think they need to figure out the scheduling and, like, when games are delayed, when they're not delayed, how many games they're going to play. That's more concerning. To this point of the year, no team has given it to another team on the field. As far as we know, no refs have gotten it from players or coaches.
Not that we know of.
And, like, none of the coaches have been wearing their masks for an entire game.
It's outdoors. They're not spending prolonged time. Like,
but, like, this is what the league's focused on. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, when
bad looks because the Titans are screwing everything up.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, so have the Raiders. I mean, you know, they've already fined Gruden at least once. They should have fined him again last weekend. They're out doing meet and greets without masks. I mean, they are trying to. I know a lot of it is optics, and I'll grant you that. But they're at least trying to say, guys, we got these rules in place for a reason. Just follow them. Just do what you're told here. And some people have decided they're not going to do that.
I also think some of this is kind of threats. Like, if you think a player, do you think if a random player is yelling at a ref without his mask on, that they're actually going to take away a team's draft pick for that? I would be shocked.
That's a little dracoon.
Yeah.
I mean, unless John Gruden just keeps saying, screw you, I'm going to do what I want.
See, but coach, I could see it a little bit more, right?
Right.
I think you almost say, you know, generally they're older, and you're just like, all right, you guys should know a little bit better. You guys should, you know, and also they're the ones that have the masks on at the sideline. The players don't. So, like, if a player kind of walks up to a ref and he's a little bit too close, it's not like he purposely took his mask off. He doesn't even have one on to begin with.
Bob's on the cell phone. Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good to talk to you. I appreciate your show. I listen to it every day of my lunch hour.
Appreciate it.
My question is, we talk about Brian Hoyer, and everybody says he's a great teammate. He's intelligent. He's smart. He knows what to do, know where to throw it and all like that. But the talent isn't there. In the future, do you really feel that he could be a coach in the future, whether quarterbacks or offensive quarter? We all know about Jason Garrett, who was a big backup to John Elway, and then he went to
I could see Hoyer doing that, you know, Garrett, going the coaching route. I
no,
mean, hopefully.
Not a good example to bring up Jason Garrett.
No, not Jason Garrett. You hope
he was
be
a good coordinator.
No, but I also think we need to stop with the Hoyer smart thing. Like, what do you mean? What, how? He didn't know that. He didn't know how many timeouts there were. How was that smart?
Have you ever not panicked in this life, Rich?
I have, once
but also
life,
nobody's ever called me smart. So I think we can probably stop with that. If you want to say he's a good teammate, fine. Like, I don't know the difference to that. But just on the field, how could we all give Jameis Winston crap, right, for turning the ball over all the time? You know, Jameis Winston's not smart.
No.
Brian Hoyer, his whole career, turns the ball over. He turned it over 5 times in a playoff game. So to call him smart, that in and of itself is dumb. So, no, I don't know if he's going to be a coach, and honestly, I don't really care.
Buzz is in Brockton. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, let me begin by saying I'm a repentant Hoyer supporter. I think they should keep him on the team, though, because in the event that Newton can't play, then they can put Hoyer in and drive the team down the field till about the 25-yard line or so, and then put Stidham in to finish the drive.
I like it. Get him the hell out of there. He panics in the red zone.
A two-quarterback system.
Fine.
Sure.
If Newton can't go, and because, again, I don't think Stidham's necessarily any great shakes, and if they feel like, hey, you know, from 20 to 20, we feel like Hoyer can maybe move the ball a little bit, and then he panics, so we're going to get him out, fine.
Let me just outline this scenario for you.
Okay.
Monday.
You got a scenario
Patriots
for
should
me?
Win this. I got a scenario for you.
All right.
What if Stidham starts the game, and by middle of the second quarter, 2 picks? What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? What's the score?
Yeah.
Patriots are down 6-3.
I say stop throwing picks.
take the bull by the horns.
I'm going to do it sternly. And you hear very sternly.
Over the stadium PA in an empty stadium.
Brian Hoyer is entering the game. Quarterback for the Patriots.
Then I go to my fridge. I get two beers out. Both at the same time. One in each hand.
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. They're screwed.
You'll be like Stone Cold Steve Austin, banging them together and pouring them down your throat.
And I'll say what I said earlier in the show will stand. The Patriots need a defensive touchdown to beat the Broncos if they don't have Cam Newton.
All right, so this is a tough day for us because normally it's Free Money Friday, you know, starring Chris Scheim. Scheim's out today.
Right.
We don't think it has anything to do with the meal he had out of the kitchen.
He did have a vending machine sandwich, so.
We don't know.
Those things are nasty.
I don't love his chances of bouncing back from that.
He willingly ate a vending machine chicken parm.
And 5 minutes after he ate it, he said, quote, "I'm starving." I go, "You just ate a chicken parm sandwich."
Did he say it like Chris Farley in that skit? "I'm starving.
My fries. Yeah, he did.
So Scheim is not with us today. We're still going to find a way to lose Fitzy a lot of money. We're each going to make a pick for Scheim.
Oh, Scheim can get Wally pipped here. If we go 4-0,
he is
Scheim. And I win money this week, Dunsky.
He's not going to be able to
afford
those chicken
parms. Took the day off to update his resume.
His LinkedIn. He's freshening it up.
That's coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots and Broncos has been moved to Monday. It'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff. Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, Laura Rutledge on the call. It's an ESPN game, part of a Monday Night Football doubleheader. Pat's facility closed today, should open tomorrow. Titans and Bills, originally scheduled for Sunday. That one's been pushed to Tuesday night. Week 5 in the NFL kicked off last night. Tom Brady and the Bucs lost to the Bears 20-19. Brady also lost track of what down it was at the end of the game. Tampa Bay now 3-2 on the year. Chicago 4-1.
But as Mike Lervin said during his run-in on the show earlier today, we all made mistakes.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on.
The great Rob Ninkovich said he's human about 30 times
that too.
In response.
Took him a while to get there, but yeah.
He made a meal out of it, but he got there. Said he's human after all. So good job being critical of him. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Lakers and Heat. L.A. one win away from their 17th title in franchise history.
Never lost in the Black Mamba jerseys.
Yeah, it's probably over tonight.
What they're wearing tonight.
Trending brought to you by American Rental Association of Massachusetts. Whether it's renting a bounce house for a birthday party or building your dream deck, your local rental company has the power to help you do it. Visit rentalhq.com and connect with a supplier near you. The power to help you get it done. Visit rentalhq.com today. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI. Need winners?
Yes.
Chris Scheim's got him.
We got kind of screwed with the Cincinnati game.
You lost. You lost, Scheim.
Clipping it over 60%.
Russian table tennis, Australian rules football, New Zealand rugby.
Chris Scheim is putting money in your pocket.
You lit a match to half a unit. You're not getting that back.
Guaranteeing at least one winner a week.
I will be wagering on all of Scheim's NFL picks.
Oh, but don't hold him to that.
This is my 8th straight winning season.
It's time for Free Money Friday on Dale and Keith.
All right, so there's no Chris Scheim today. That could be either very, very good news for Fitzy or very, very bad news, because it'll depend on how we do here. Here's the deal.
Yep.
Chris Schein normally picks four red hot winners.
Yes.
Fitzy bets on them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Real hard earned money.
Right.
Yep.
And so far, that hasn't gone great.
No, it hasn't at all.
I believe on the season, he is with 6-9-1 or 6-8-2.
6-8-2.
We've lost money. But
last week was 2-1-1. Right? You had a push in there, and then he gives you these bonus picks, but we really just stick it to the four picks.
So what we're going to do with no Scheim today, we are each going to take a pick.
I love it.
And Fitzy's going to bet the pick,
yes.
and each of us have one here, and we'll see how things go on Monday.
All right.
Scheim may either be here happy and cheerful, or he may be polishing up that LinkedIn.
Or he's out of a gig. This is why we have him here, is to pick these winners.
As our friend Dice on Twitter suggested, he could be home filming an OnlyFans video with tortellinis.
It might be.
In his bed.
We don't know. All right, here we go. I'm going to kick this thing off.
Yes.
This is our close cover before striking School of Ministry and Heavy Machinery Gospel Lock pick of the week.
Ooh.
Oh! Oh, damn.
Oh, good one.
There you go.
I already like it.
So, Mike Zimmer's Vikings, when traveling on the road, outdoors, against teams with a winning record, have only ever covered the spread once. They have never won the game.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All right.
That is why Seahawks -7 against the Vikings is the pick.
Mike. There's the Seahawks there. I love that pick.
Dale, Count Statula coming in with that one.
That's not bad.
So
the Zim Reapers don't travel well outdoors
not
against good teams.
There's a lot of info in there, but
I love it a lot. Seahawks, they're playing really well.
So the Seahawks have to cover 7.
Yes, 7 cover. That's how it works. Yes.
That's our gospel lock pick of the week.
It's the gospel lock.
Oh, man, I can't bet against God. I mean, we're on a mission from God, and that's to win me more money.
And that's the Sunday night game, so we'll all be watching that.
Love a good sniff.
Yeah, all right, John, you're up next, bud.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have noticed. There's something happening right now in Cincinnati.
Oh, there's something happening.
There's a man there by the name, as the gambling community is starting to call him, Joseph Spreads. Joe Burrow has covered the spread in every single game that he has played so far this year.
That?
Lamar Jackson's got himself a leg, got a bit or a knee, got himself a... He's got a leg, yeah.
He's got two.
Oh.
It'd be amazing.
He's related to Frank Gore, his cousin.
Stop. So what's the spread on this one?
A lot.
Okay.
And
that's actually not a
good stuff, John. Very
term.
Specific. Thank you.
So Joe Burrow, Joey Spreads, going to cover 12.5 at last check on the road against the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Watch out. Something's happening in Cincinnati. They're 1-2-1.
And they've covered the spread in every game.
But they've covered this. They're 4-0.
That is the Welcome to the Jungle pick of the week. Joey Spreads covering against the Baltimore Ravens on the road.
So Joey covers on the road at M&T and Black and Purple Stadium against Lamar Jackson
and his cough and his leg.
Let's play this out. How many Ravens would you need to defeat a Bengal Tiger?
There aren't enough Ravens in the world.
Bengal Tiger feeds.
But they fly.
I know, and they can try to peck at it.
Bear Grylls will try to take it on one-on-one with like a stick or something.
That's a good point. And then he's staying at the Four Seasons down the street.
I could see a well-contested 10-point win.
You like
even
that
with,
one?
Even with that excellent secondary in Baltimore and the highly overpaid Marlon Humphreys.
Look for T. Higgins.
I know. Having himself growing up in front of our eyes, he's a big boy.
All right,
so we are two picks in.
Okay.
We'll see how we do with Fitzy's money. Rich, you're up next.
Let's go to Houston. There's been a little bit of a coaching change there. We're going to Houston, Dale, NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Romeo, take me someplace where we can be alone, and that place is the winner's circle for the first time this season because Bill O'Brien is finally gone. Pick of the week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Texans.
That's not a bumper sticker, is it?
Texans -5.5. At home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is the pick. Bill O'Brien is gone. Woo! I don't care about that. Hey, sit down. I got Texans. We got guns. We got whips. And the stench of Bill O'Brien is finally gone. He almost got into a fist fight with J.J. Watt. So, you know,
which
would have
been dumb.
Would have been terrible. The defense is going to play lights out. The Jaguars won their first game of the year. They've lost 3 straight. So despite what that sounds like a pretty ready Wildcat, the Texans are primed for their first win of the year, and it's going to be by more than 5.5.
That's my favorite Romeo pick I've Cornell. Ever heard
like
on
that
this
one?
Show. I love it.
Hey, I've got a game for you.
You got a game for us?
Name the Texans' offensive coordinator.
That, of course,
Stu Pointman.
I have no idea. No one knows.
Nobody knows. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, honestly, it's Deshaun. Yeah, it's Deshaun Watson.
That's a good pick for you, though, Fitzy, right there.
All right, Fitzy. Now, this is an unusual circumstance because you now get to put your money where your mouth is.
Ooh.
And bet your own money on your own game.
Yes, I can. Yes, I will. And I'm here for nothing but the win and the thrill. John, give me my music, please.
What on earth?
This Sunday at 4:25.
Yes.
Them seats.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We've got Cowboys and Giants.
Yeehaw!
That's right, baby. It's a good old slice of NFC least Americana. And these two teams love to score lots of points and play absolutely no defense.
None.
That's why
none.
I am going to go over.
What's that?
Excuse me? It's
a giant.
That is a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Sound for the biggest sound you can find. That's a whip. Cowboys love whips. And you know what else they love doing? Shooting for the over.
Is that the foot long?
And then some.
That's right.
Oh,
that's why
down.
We're going to call this one the Who's Got the Bigger D and Big D over spectacular. Let me give you guys a couple little pointers right here.
I have a stat for you. After.
Okay, all right. Overs are the best, Rich.
I know.
They're the most fun to root for. Nobody likes rooting for the under.
That's true.
We like to be overwhelmed in this big, dumb, stupid life on the great green rock. Not underwhelmed.
Yeah!
And we like twins.
We do like twins.
People who root for unders steal Wi-Fi, send faxes, and pay by check. Points are the juice. We like offense, Rich. We like scoring.
No, I understand, Nick,
overs are fun.
Yeah.
Overs are great party guests. They're not John Anderson. They don't ask for beer every Friday. True.
Whoa. I'm a great party guest.
Overs are fireworks. Chicken Parm and Raymond. Everybody loves them.
Whatever that is.
And I'll have you know this. I say grab the most giant sound you can, and he grabbed
it. That was a dinosaur. Now, something that got my attention.
Okay.
Is you said Cowboys, Giants. Both teams love to score points.
Yes.
Last week, the Giants scored
nine points.
The week before that, the Giants scored nine points.
Right. But they like to score points against the Cowboys defense.
That's correct, because they are playing a different breed of defense this week. No D in Big D this week. Rich, Dallas games this year have averaged how many points a game? 68 points a game.
But they haven't.
You want to know why
Giants.
Michael Irvin couldn't finish his interview with us at 12:44 p.m.? Not that Odell Beckham was there.
Odell Beckham.
No, because he had to go bet the over. Cowboys.
He was betting on the over.
All right, real quickly now, well, let's run through these individually.
Yeah.
I've got Seahawks -7 against Minnesota. John?
And I've got Joey Covers covering the spread on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, whatever that may be.
Rich, in the Romeo, take me someplace where we can be alone, and that place is the Winner's Circle for the first time this year because Bill O'Brien has finally gone pick of the week, Texans -5.5.
That's
and
right.
Fitzy with that god-awful sound effect pick.
Who's got the bigger D in Big D over spectacular? I have over 54 points scored at Jerry Jones Stadium between Cowboys and Giants.
Is that the foot long?
And then some.
So if Scheim is listening right now, is he quaking in his boots, or does he think he's now got a job for life?
I don't know.
We'll find out when we check this all out on Monday. When we come back, what else you got is up next, including Ty Law having some, well, dare I work the Rich Keefe side of the street, some poop issues. What else you got's coming up next? Sports Radio WEEI.
Dale and Keith on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fitzy joins Dale and Keefe every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we may have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Fitzy.
Well, Dale, I've sort of made my Friday. What else you got? What are you drinking this weekend?
It's nice.
The old feature within a feature.
Yes.
It just gives us a chance to shout out the good local brews and crafties that the fine people of New England have been making to get us through this pandemic and then some. I know that you're not a big drinker, but Rich and I will...
Not a beer guy
Beer guy. What is it, Dale, whenever this is over, when this is over...
This is over.
And we meet at the halfway, wherever.
Yeah.
That's actually a place.
It's a real place, Fitzy.
I almost went meet me
what,
halfway.
What was that place, Rich, that I told you my daughter clued me into?
Treehouse.
My daughter says, you got to go to Treehouse.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah. Treehouse is incredible, but...
They're kind of on their own.
What is the Dale Arnold? Like, is it a drink with bitters? I mean, like, what do you get at the bar?
It's Awaken 180 approved vodka and, in my case, diet tonic.
Ah,
the old vodka tonic.
Diet tea.
I got you.
I'm on my way to Cape Cod after the program today to go to my little getaway shack for a nice holiday weekend. And I have waiting for me in the fridge a can of Cape Cod beer, Narrowlands. It is a beautiful Citra and Mosaic double dry hopped New England style IPA, and it goes well with everything.
Well, you enjoy
everything
yourself,
you just described, it sounds like Greek to me, but Rich was it's moaning fantastic. And stuff, so I think
like
it's
it very
really
much.
Good.
I know two words in Greek, Dale. Yasu. That's one of them. That means to your health.
Okay.
And you know what? Double dry hopped IPAs are to my health as well.
Yes, they are.
What else you got?
Rich.
Well, earlier in the week, we heard Charles Barkley say that LeBron James is the seventh best player. And he
seemed low.
It does seem a little low, and you need to win two more titles, and even to close the gap on Kobe Bryant. But Stephen A. Smith sort of talking about LeBron James' legacy, and let's see if there's even anything that LeBron could do to become the greatest player of all time.
Errors matter. And what I find most egregious, most blasphemous about Isaiah Thomas's statement is that he ignores the era he was playing in, as far as I'm concerned. It was very physical. It was very volatile. It was an era made for the Kendrick Perkins of the world, for crying out loud. I'm talking about banging bodies, Jordan rules, people getting assaulted and only getting caught for a foul, you know, having a foul called against the person that assaulted them, as opposed to today where you could get ejected for having bad breath. And LeBron James at 6'9", 260 pounds, is playing in the softest era we have ever seen in NBA basketball. The fact that Isaiah Thomas ignores that is beyond me. Floor is y'all.
You can see it. They heart start pumping Kool-Aid.
I mean, era.
Yeah, now he's holding the era against him, and he's probably not pointing out the fact that since LeBron's been in the league, you could make a case that there's been stretches where it's the most talented it's ever been, but there was no hard fouls, so apparently it wasn't as good.
What else you got?
All right, a little personal news here.
Yes.
My daughter and her fiancé are leaving the Bay Area. In fact, they're on a red eye tonight. They're flying back here. They're moving here, which we're very happy about. And they're going to be staying with us until they find their own place to live. And that means that I'm going to go from no dogs to a dog.
There you go.
Murphy's coming home with Brianna. And Murphy's, I love having him visit. But then I heard Ty Law on the Greg Hill Show, and it gave me pause about Murphy coming home.
On the goddamn radio.
On the Harbor One hotline, it is Ty Law.
Damn.
Hey, Ty.
Yes.
What's going on?
Man, that's a damn dog.
What's the matter?
I'm pissed. I'm sorry, guys. The dog just took a poop on the stairs.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a real problem.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That is not. What kind of dog you got, Ty?
Man, we just got a little Yorkie, man. I'm mad now, man. I'm mad. He's so cute, I want to beat the hell out of him right now, but he's too cute.
What a beat the hell out of him?
I heard that happen live, and I was just, like, confounded.
What does Yorkie poop even look like? It's got to be the size of, like
a rabbit. No,
like goobers. Yeah. Like raisinets.
Just pick them up and throw them away. And on the stairs? That's the best place.
Just open the door and use a broom and flick them outside.
It's not like you have a Newfoundland.
Unless he has carpeted stairs, then it's awful. Yeah,
I guess that's fine. But you can just grab it. Unless he's sick. He's got the runs.
I was going to say, what if that dog was in bed eating tortellini late last night?
Then he's fine. He's just counting money from OnlyFans.
How did none of us call our bets? And once again, it was cover Cincinnati, Seattle. You had
Texans
and I had over Cowboys Giants. Yeah. How did none of us call them the sneaky tortellini special?
Sneaky tortellini.
Like the fact that we're betting and doing 15 minutes on the radio is the tortellini special.
That's
would
a good
have
point.
To be we might have. We don't know if he's signing off on these picks or not.
Quickly. Now I know we'll have a show Monday, and they don't play till Monday, but. Leaning right now for the Patriots, you're going which way, fellas?
Well, if it's still plus 11 or minus 11 or 11.5, I would take the points. I think the Patriots win the game, but it's going to be, if Cam Newton's not playing, it's going to be ugly.
That spread comes down. I got Patriots 31-20 over the Broncos.
It's a lot of points.
It is.
I think Cam Newton plays.
Well, then there's a chance.
So then I'm actually going to take the Patriots.
Yep.
Because I think they're going to win by more than 11 if Cam Newton plays.
Go Dale.
Well, I hate to work the Fitzy side of the street here with this
Why?
Stuff.
It's fun.
Well, come back to me on
we
Monday.
We have great candy.
On Monday, we'll know who the quarterback is, and we can make our picks.
We have the best street dogs, cotton candy. Come on over, Dale.
I'll just join you guys. So you guys enjoy your weekend. Fitzy's off to the Cape. Rich and I are off to our homes. Where else are we going to go, for God's sakes? OMF is coming up next. We'll be back. Well, Rich will be back on Sunday.
Right, 9-1.
With NFL Sunday. Fitzy, you're back tomorrow?
I'll be on with Ken tomorrow from 1 to 3:30, then back with you guys 10 to 2 on a Patriots Monday that's technically happening Tuesday, but so what?
Also,
we have hot dogs.
Yes. And nice that, too.
Yes.
OMF is coming up next. You guys enjoy your weekend. Bye.
And it's been a blast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.